time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Jethro Studios, 94.9 Grand Rapids and 99.5 in Lowell. Good to be here, Barbecue Bob. Labor Day is on us. This is the last official weekend of the summer, and we need to be talking about what you're cooking on your grill this summer. End of the summer, that is. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And welcome to our new audience at Jethro. It's just a thrill to be here. It's like the rebirth. It is like the phoenix. We're rising up again. Right. And we're not going to let COVID take us down or any of the shenanigans going around in this place. But we are here to grill and thrill and teach you some skills. And that's what we do. That's what we like to do. It's, in my opinion, the best time of the year. Summer is finally manageable. I turned my air off this week, Jop.
Yep.
Opened up the screen windows. And,
sleep
you know,
like a baby.
Wake up at 56 degrees and the birds chirping. I went out there Friday morning to feed the bird feeders, you know, and fill them. And, of course, I always save, like, breadcrumbs and all this stuff like this, crackers or anything
like
that.
So you know
like
how to get
that.
Back into the house, or are those for the birds?
No, I just like to throw a little extra. It's bait for the cats is what it
right,
is.
Right, yeah.
And,
big hawk population out there.
It's just really nice to hear all the birds. And I got a menagerie of birds in our yard this year from that new feeder. And I actually stopped and started whistling a little bit to calm them down, because when I walk out there, they all book, you know, they're afraid. And so I just stood.
So are you like the Pied Piper of songbirds?
And I thought,
what,
I wondered,
man,
if I could like calm them. And I do this when I'm deer hunting. I do squirrel calls when I'm deer hunting, and all of a sudden the squirrels are coming in and all the animals wake up.
Now, why would you want squirrels around you when you're deer hunting? All they're going to do is make noise, think you got a deer coming by.
The squirrels are the hall monitors of the woods.
Oh, okay.
And the deer watch the birds and the squirrels and listen for them, and when all the squirrels just stop, the deer freak out.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, don't step any further.
Yeah.
There's somebody waiting to shoot me with an arrow. I just know it.
So what's going on? We're not hunting Labor Day. We will be. Stick with us in another couple weeks. We'll be diving right into the hunting shows. But right now, let's do a little camping. And guess what? College football starts this weekend, too. So there's got to be some tailgate talk going on as well. Right?
Well, we talked about our sponsors, Allen Bob's, and I just got a new target, so I'm shooting that. I'm getting out all my what I call fall camping gear, because stuff I'm going to take to deer camp, basically. So the tripods and the cast iron and all that stuff and the hobo pies. My wife camps all summer long with her girlfriends. And this year I've been on a rebuild of a couple projects and just busy, and I kind of don't mind when she just does it with her girlfriends, because it gets me off the hook.
Sure.
We don't have an RV right now, and I'm really not that tent friendly.
Which I don't sleep on no ground.
Which is why I just bought a 14x20 expedition tent.
Right, yeah. And a queen size mattress.
But but that'll be deer camp. And then, you know, then I'm ground friendly, because I'll be up on 14 inches of air.
Right.
Yep. You know, and you know, you go to bed pretty tired.
Right.
So it's easy. Yep. So what I'm going to be bringing up for camping in that regard is all kinds of equipment, which we can go through in the next segment or later on. But camping food is, everybody has their own idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to give people an idea as to what we like to camp with and some tips. And one of the things you have to do is you have to, of course, figure out your meal plans when you're camping, because you're only bringing those specific meals. You got a cooler, right?
Right.
And we go for 3 or 4 days at a time, and you got to keep it cold if it's hot out, and you got to yada, yada. You got to keep the bear out of it, the deer, cougar, whatever's around you. And raccoons is a biggie for a lot of people. So you want to get all your food figured out. What I like to do is prep it. And like if I'm making chili, I'll either make the chili in advance, or I'm going to cut up all my veggies in advance and have them in Ziploc bags. So when I get back to the cook stove and get ready to start making a meal, I don't have to stand there and make a big mess. You know,
right.
I just want to throw my ingredients in.
Right. Put them all together and get it going. I'm a huge proponent of doing stuff ahead of time, whatever it is. But that meal planning is a big deal. So let's start with breakfast, right? It's really easy over either a cook stove or an open fire to put a big cast iron skillet to work for you.
Yep.
Because the skillet is a universal tool. You can use it for any meal.
It's American.
Right. And there you'll hear us talk about one of Bob's favorite cast iron later because he'll bring it up. I'm not even going to do
Dutch
it right
oven.
Now, but he will.
Dutch
you'll,
oven.
And you'll know when I do it.
Dutch oven.
Yeah, right. The guy's not even Dutch, but boy, does he love his Dutch oven. But a big skillet, back to breakfast, right? You're going to bring some bacon. You're going to bring some eggs, and you're going to just do it up. Potatoes, onions, all of that stuff can go in the same skillet. Now, we have a very, very good sponsor of our show called Old World Olive Company. And they do olive oils and balsamic vinegars. You're going to hear this on the show almost every week because, as history goes, Bob thought I was crazy talking about oils and vinegars until we started using them. And now it's a staple in my kitchen. I hardly cook without oil or vinegar in any dish. I very rarely use butter.
Yeah.
I'll use olive oil.
Jop met him somewhere and came back and told me about it, and I'm yawning. I'm like, oh, right. Whatever, oil.
Yeah, right.
And then I tasted it.
Right. It's fresh. It's full of polyphenols. It's good for you.
There's a big word.
Right. You'll meet the proprietor of that as you listen to us as well. But back to breakfast. Put that butter-flavored olive oil in there, and you don't need a lot of it, just a little bit to make stuff move a little bit in the pan. And I don't particularly care to cook in bacon grease. I don't like eggs and bacon grease. But if you didn't want to use the olive oil,
you should have never said
you can
that.
Put the bacon in there first, get your grease going, and then cook your eggs and potatoes and onions. But you got to do it in time. But
dude, you know what I saw? They're actually selling bacon grease now in a container.
Right. So potatoes at camp, cut them up ahead of time, put them in a Ziploc bag and put a little bit of orange lemon juice on them, and they won't turn black.
Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind the potatoes. I'll cut up on a picnic table or something. But
onions, same way, cut up. And I'm going to brown those in there with the potatoes and onions, put them to the side of the skillet, and then if you wanted to do that in bacon grease, you could do it. If not, the olive oil, and then do your eggs in there. And you've got one skillet, scoop it out, one mess. And the thing with cast that is so cool is that you don't need water to clean it. You just need a little scrubby, maybe a little a half a cup of water, but never any soap.
No.
Right?
I'm going to put a little water in it when it's still hot to try and get some of the little critters out of there and stuff, and then just dump it out and wipe it.
Right.
But my wife is also a good prepper. One of the things she's learned, and we're going to use a few of her tricks here because she's turned into quite the outdoor girl, but she started cracking our eggs in advance and putting them in a mason jar in the cooler. We no longer have busted eggs in our cooler. So you just crack them in advance and put them in a mason jar, put a lid on it, and then you dump out however many you need at a time. It's fantastic.
Wow.
And it saves space in the cooler.
Well, wow, that is cool. I've never done that because you're right.
Simple little thing.
That egg carton's going to get knocked around and you're going to break
some. It's going to get smashed. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you got egg yolk all over.
And you can keep them. You can keep them 2 or 3 days in that jar.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you keep them cold, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty cool. And they pour out one at a time.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Neat.
It's actually better because as you're putting them in the jar, you'll see whether or not you get any shells in there. Unlike cracking them and putting them in there.
Right. And then they get a little crunchy. Right?
A little bit.
Yep. So anyway, we're going to keep talking about this prepping food because I think it's important because you got to bring water to camp, right? If you're camping rustic and you got to bring water to camp, freeze it up. Use it as a dual purpose. Bring it in bigger jugs, freeze it up, and then you can cook with it as well. Simple little tip. But it takes up cooler space, and you get a dual purpose for it. Coming up next, root vegetables and roasting on a spit. Not sure what that is, but stick with us. We'll be back.